I want to be proud on this, the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, but I can't. Not while I'm mourning the untimely demise of all that the Voting Rights Act represents. I mourn because just 27% of eligible voters participated in Philadelphia's mayoral primaries. I mourn because we've been lulled into believing that the struggle for the vote is over. I mourn, most of all, because these sad truths have emerged as a result of our apathy. It wasn't always this way. When discriminatory practices like poll taxes and literacy tests were used as state-sanctioned tools to keep us from voting, we fought, bled, and died to gain that basic right. Under the Voting Rights Act, we achieved it. Black voter registration and turnout soared. So did the number of black officials, culminating in the 2008 election of the nation's first black president. But in the 2013 Supreme Court decision that declared a key provision of the Voting Rights Act unconstitutional, Chief Justice John Roberts said the Voting Rights Act had done its job and federal oversight was no longer needed. However, when the law was changed, new discriminatory practices replaced those that Roberts claimed had been eradicated. Instead of poll taxes, states like Texas and North Carolina instituted restrictive voter ID laws, laws that disproportionately affected blacks, Latinos, and those living in poverty. And while I appreciate that a federal appeals panel recently ruled that the Texas voter ID law was discriminatory and violated the Voting Rights Act, it's not just the law that disenfranchises us. Far too many of us disenfranchise ourselves. When we don't participate in the electoral system because we believe that our vote changes nothing, we disrespect those who shed their blood on the Edmund Pettus Bridge while marching through Selma for the vote. When we don't participate in the electoral system because we believe that a moment in the voting booth is an inconvenience to be avoided, we forget the sacrifice of those who died for that fundamental right. But more than remembering the past, our duty to vote is about preserving the future. Because when we don't vote, we deny our children their legacy. We tell them that black lives don't matter. It's not enough for the black community to denounce the national problem of police abuse against people of color. It's not enough for us to fight against the lack of funding for public school systems across the nation. It's not enough for us to speak against Confederate symbols that even now remain on government property. If we don't vote, our voices are muted, and our cries are in vain. If we are to truly celebrate the anniversary of the Voting Rights Act, then we must do so with one simple action: vote. I'm Solomon Jones.